Hi, everyone. Well, today is Wednesday, the 27th of December, year of 2017. So let's clear the date for everybody. I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little bit of energy is still there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. That releases your energetic cording from year to year on this date. And let's energize the one light being on the monitor screen here. It'll be bringing peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a ache, pain, owie situation going on, emotional trauma, drama, I can release that one timeline that you're connected to, that you're viewing now. So I'll release that from you if you like. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And this coming Monday, which will be the 1st, we will have our special conference call bringing in the energies for you to sample for the new year, so you can match up your affirmations. If you have anything or ideas of what you may want to do, in a sense, remember, you know what you want to do, so that isn't necessarily your affirmation, but you could call it that. I don't want to get New Age stuff involved with their darkness into the light that you're going to be using. So you're going to have an idea of what you may want to put forth coming up this next year, and you match that idea, your manifestation energy, we'll say that, and what month it might be more compatible to do what you're choosing to manifest. So let's put it that way. So like I said, maybe if you want, write down 18 things that you may want to do next year. That way you have 6 for reserve in case the 12 that you normally think you're doing, maybe a few of those won't even be recognized with the resonance of the energies. So just write down the month, 1 through 12 on a piece of paper. And then maybe have your 1 through 18 of what you are choosing to bring forth in your consciousness here. And just match up that number and stick it alongside of the month that it's going to go into. Very, very simple. So remember, you're looking for compatible energies. And that's what this call is all about. So I'll turn it back over to Michelle now. Are you ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I am. I'm all ready. And welcome, everybody. It is, yes, December 27th. I'm just checking on that date. So that's going to be Monday. That's going to be the 1st. That's when the call is. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. And it'll be at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay, great. My calendar says New Year's Day all day. Good to know. I'm glad it's an all-day event. Okay, so that sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. I know you've done it, my goodness, many, many years in a row, so sounds good.
I was thinking, normally what I have people do, since this is when we're doing the event call, you want to probably stay on last year's date during this call. So when it turns January 1st, and that's the day that we're doing the call, know that you're going to be on, I don't know how many days are in December, if it's 30 or whatever it is, but you want to stay on the day before energy for the whole day. So the aliens won't find you on their brand new created yearly timeline that they're putting you onto. So stay on the day before New Year's. And if possible, don't watch, the event that's on TV of the ball dropping in New York, unless they have some good music there, playing during that event, or before. Just know that you don't want to connect to that energy to put you onto a brand new yearly alien timeline. That's when they're taking everybody off. They have the waters baited, their hooks are out, and they're enticing you to go onto a yearly timeline. And if you're not there, you don't show up, then they'll probably forget about you for quite a while. At least they won't have you hooked up. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, good. So I guess, you know, it might even be a good idea to stay in on New Year's night and just do what you normally would do. And, gosh, any other suggestions?
Yeah, watch a movie and go to bed.
Watch a movie and go to bed. So that means I would be in bed by about 9 or 10. I guess that would be my normal thing. So, okay, great. Let's see here. And then on January 20th, we do have another call coming up. I believe that is the bone marrow healing call. That's going to be $20. Great deal, because as some people may know, there are, you know, many things that could happen with your bone marrow, and it's good to keep it healthy. So January 20th, 1 p.m.
Yeah, that might even be changing. I don't know yet.
Okay.
So, I know we're putting out a flyer that should be up on the website or will be shortly here. I know we were changing it around and maybe doing another clearing in place of that. I think we might be doing the second brain cell, you know, partition clearing. So I'm just not sure what is happening at this exact moment. So you may want to just wait to see what's going on. So back
right.
to you, Michelle.
Yeah. Well, we'll just stay tuned, Ron, and just let us know your plans when you know them. And we'll just stay tuned to if there's any changes. So we have a question from one listener, and they're wondering, do we need to do anything different when we do our clearing and we send them to the new earth? Do we need to write, send them to the new earth, or do we just do the new earth transport like we've always done?
The same way that you've always done. That's fine.
All right. That sounds simple enough. So if anybody would like to write in a testimony or anything that they have to say about the call on organ rejuvenation that we did this past weekend, we'd love to hear about it. I know it actually seems like a long time ago already, but we'd still love to hear what you have to say, because I think it just occurred. So I was really glad we did it. I had some really nice things happen, and I have a much nicer and more even energy. So that's definitely a big difference that has occurred with me. So I really like that. Okay, and okay, this says seed intention 4 hours. Okay. Somebody is wondering, I'm not sure. This has to do with one of a show that happened in the past, so I will read that later. Okay. We have a testimonial. This is good. Hi, Ron. Monday's special call was terrific. I felt great after, during which I felt pressure in my head, which went away as quickly as it showed up. And next, I got sleepy. However, I did do stretching at the break, and when it was over, I couldn't believe it. No time was strong. In the mirror, I could see the clarity in my eyes. I felt energized, so I bundled up and ran the dog up and down the street. Awesome.
That's cool.
That's great. Yeah, so she had some good energy, too. Okay. So as some of you may have realized, we do keep your testimonials in a folder called Testimonials. So sometimes we do pull those out and read those again. And I know it's nice just to have validation that, something may have changed in your life, or just to know that I know that there was a lot of people on the call
I don't recall the number, but it was pretty high. So there's a lot of people out there in the world who receive that healing energy. Okay, and if anybody does want to write in, the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can access the fast chat on the top of the page where it says fast chat and write in, and that will be anonymous. And if sometimes I know people are trying to get a hold of Ron personally for something that only he can really deal with. So if that is the case, your best bet is to write creationlightship@yahoo.com. Otherwise, what may happen is if you write clsquestions@yahoo.com and you need an answer sooner than that, you may have to wait for the next show to get an answer. So, okay, that's just some email information in case anybody wanted to know. All right, so I'm just looking through to see if we have anything new. Okay. It says, oh, in honor of the new improved Ron, LOL, congrats to you for being on Earth. Okay, great. Yes, we're all glad you're back here, Ron. Okay.
Not much of a comment on that.
Well, maybe another show.
Yep.
Yes, perhaps some time needs to pass. But, yeah, there's probably a lot of things happening, but... So I think that it was suggested that we get the mental unlimited healing and run that very frequently, like once a day, and also to get the cellular mental clearing, hopefully unlimited, so that you can run that every day. And I have been doing that. And boy, I wonder if that's part of the reason why my energy is a little more balanced. It used to just be up and down throughout the day. I was, you know, at some point I'd be like, oh, I need more coffee. But that hasn't occurred for a few days so far. And things seem to be very evened out. So I wonder if there's some mental energy that is just, you know, no longer so heavy upon me anymore.
Yeah, I'd say that's correct. Yeah, that feels right to me.
Yeah, hopefully. So did you want to say anything more about that, about the cellular mental and the mental body?
Well, the mental body is what they connect to, and there is the mental, you know, barcode that tracks your mental body to you. But out of the two clearings, you know, they're both good. But the barcode clearing is not a guarantee that you won't be hooked up to the mental body and your physical body. Again, they could put one on you. If they don't put one on you, then that's great. But you do want to do your whole lifetime clearing, which you should already have, you know, after the emotional whole lifetime is the whole lifetime mental. Then you get the unlimited. And do that daily, because that will release from you the mind control programs that they're attempting to attach to your mind, hoping that you will connect to one of those and do a spin out on it. So you want to keep that up. And that can help you have less sleep, because the mind energy is what your body is trying to get rid of. And it keeps you awake. So you could possibly maybe end up with having, you know, maybe a third of your sleep or half of your sleep less than what it is, you know, from the past. So you need to find out, because your body then is rested. So when you do that, you're just going to sleep with your body being completely needing rest, for the body not needing rest because it's being tampered with and prodded and trying to figure out your, you know, your tomorrow and what's going to be best for you, and should you buy this, that, or the other. All these programs are running in the background, unbeknownst to you. And your body gets fatigued, you know. It's like hearing somebody talking all the time, in a sense, you know. Like, geez, give me some peace and rest. I got to leave, you know. So when you clear that out and stop that, then now all your body needs to do is sleep, because it needs to sleep and rebuild itself. Otherwise, it's being tormented and is in your tossing and turning, trying to get away from it, and you don't know how to do that. So the mental body and limited clearing will do that for you. The reason why you need to get the unlimited, because you only run the whole lifetime clearing mental body once, and then you're cleared. So you want to run the other one, the unlimited, so you're up to date all the time with it. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. And yeah, and so the way that you would do that is you would have to have the unlimited. And then the first section, it says select the type of clearing and then specific period. And that's the first section. So you would put the dot in there, the radio button. You'd highlight that. And then you could do number 5. It says last specified days. So you could do 1 and just do it every day. And it would clear that. It would clear your last day.
Yeah,
and,
that's correct.
Yeah, that would keep you constantly updated. It can go down to years, but you've already cleared your years. It could do the last couple months if it's been a while since you've run it. But then eventually, yes, you could get down to days. You could get down to from yesterday as far as how many hours, or you could do it twice a day and enter the hours from today. So you could run it quite frequently, but you, of course, have to have the unlimited version in order to do that. So it's very useful to have. You can really keep those energies off you, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, and that keeps you more in peace. So that's what you're getting is, you know, you're developing peace within inside of yourself, in a sense. So we'll see if anybody out there has maybe been doing this, you know, to see if what their effects are. So back to you. Maybe somebody could write in something maybe. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, I was just discussing with somebody today about, you know, they were like, well, you know, what's the point of clearing out your emotional body or whatever? And I said, well, it's just so you're going to be at peace. Which they understood because they were raised in a religion where that was the major thing that was discussed on a regular basis was, you know, to be at peace, may peace be with you. But it becomes just words that you hear. But when you look at it in this context of like clearing out all those thoughts that are constantly going through your body or your mind, and then clearing out the emotions that are stuck in your body, when those are actually gone, you can actually feel at peace instead of trying to constantly feel at peace, which of course is a mental process, and as we all know, it doesn't work. So so it actually makes a ton of sense, and it's just, you know, a wonderful thing to do. Best investment you could possibly make. Okay, let's see here. So somebody says, oh, how do you stay on the previous day's date? I am quite new to your work, and you were just talking about New Year's Day and staying on the previous day's date. How exactly do we do this?
Well, thanks for that question. Yeah, you just, if you have anything around you that you can see, okay, that has the date on it, you want to cover it up or not look at it or something, or you don't want to hear somebody talking about New Year's and now you're in 2018, okay? So that's the way you do that. Just know that when you go to bed Sunday night, you're going to relive the energy, okay? Not the events, but you're going to be in the energy because that's your choice. So you have a choice to go into a brand new energy, like flying off, jumping off the cliff, or to be where it's secure, okay? And so you just say, okay, I'm not going to move forward in the energy of tomorrow, which would be January 1st when you go to bed. You say, I'm now going to be on the last day, which I think is the 30th. I'm not sure, but we'll just say that it probably is. There'd be somebody. Is that the 30th? Michelle, are you one of those whiz people who knows a little saying about 31st and 30th?
Let me just see. No,
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
It is
anyway.
31st, though.
31st?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to stay on January 31st. Now, you already lived January 31st, but the energy of that day is there. So when it hits midnight, you want to be, or, you know, when it hits midnight, you want to be on that whole day over again of the December 31st energy. And now you're going to be actually living that day twice for the energy coefficient of that. So you're going to have the energy of the day previous, which is the 31st, which you're living on the 1st of January. Now, naturally, all the abductions and all the upgrades and all the implants and whatever else they do, the anal probes, et cetera, you know, going on and on and on, that will be done for the people who are on that January 1st date. So you stay on, and they're looking for all those people who are willing to jump off the cliff. So by you staying on the 31st, now you're in last year's energy. And they're not going to be looking for people who aren't there. They'll only be looking for people who are on January 1st. Then you can automatically, after January 1st ends at midnight, now it's the 2nd, and now you can enter in, if you wish, into the 2nd. I've had people who stayed on December 31st, we'll say, for a whole week, and they felt wonderful with that energy. And then you get to know the energy. So you're kind of off the clock for the aliens bringing you into a new timeline. So you can just stay on that energetic timeline, we'll just call it, just saying it a little bit differently, and they're not going to find you because they're looking for all the people that are jumping off the cliff. So hopefully that's helped you. And if you want to try that, just to see what it's like, since we do have some time, what you could do is say that you want to stay on December 27th, which is today, for tomorrow, which will be the 28th. And just hold it for one day. And you're going to notice that you're going to be seeing people on a completely different timeline because they're walking on the timeline of the 28th of December. And it may be like you're, you know, in the movie theater and you're the only one in the seats and you're watching this holographic reality in front of you for people who went on to the next day. So you could try that for an experiment. It will never hurt you. And you may just actually be more empowered because you experienced that day twice. Events you won't experience twice, but the energy you will. So I hope that helped you, but yeah, try it tonight and see how you feel the next day, because you're going to feel like you're not hooked up to anything, and you would not be because they're on a, you know, on a different energy frequency, a different timeline. So give that a try and see how it feels to you. So you know what you can expect, you know, if you do this on the first, you know, by not going there. And like I said, a lot of people stayed on the December energy for a whole week after that. They wanted to make sure the aliens wouldn't find them. So, remember, the aliens are just like herding cattle, you know? Like in the old Western days. They look for stragglers and look for all this, and they keep prodding them on to a certain destination. Well, you're not on that destination. So, back to you.
Wow. Yes, I've often wondered, you know, if, and this was before I knew any of your work at all, but I saw how we treat animals, and I thought, gosh, I wonder if we get that from something treating us in such a manner, and wouldn't that be horrible if that was the way it was? And then, now I heard you talk about some things, and I was like, ooh, wow, okay. So anyway, we did get a really nice testimonial, which I'm going to read. It's fairly long, so I think it's a little detailed, which is nice. So this is about the organ regeneration call. Okay, it says, I hope you all had a lovely time. Just a testimonial for the Monday call, which was lovely. Thank you, Ron and Lightbeam. I asked for work to be done on my nerves and peripheral nerve pain, and I had a badly swollen foot, and you won't believe the swelling has gone down from yesterday, and the pain is much less. For the pituitary gland, I felt the energy in the center of my brain working deeply down into pummeling gently in my head, and I jerked from side to side. My hands also, where there was pain and stiffness, felt looser, more real, and no pain at the moment. In my lungs, there was a strong release of invisible poison concoctions and toxins, and a lot of coughing fits as I was bringing stuff up. There were muscle contractions in my stomach and much heaving during the healing of stomach area and a strong energy on my liver. Thank you again. Very peaceful afterwards and into the next day and the next day. I went for a swim and I went to the gym for the first time in many months. So that must have felt really good. Okay. Then the second part says, I want to thank Ron also for last Wednesday's program, the 20th. It was excellent answer to my question about the spirit. There is an observation of mine based on bitter experience following on from Ron. It seems to me of the greatest deceptions of the light of the darkness is to make people think, as in classical spiritual teachings and philosophy, which have done great damage to humanity, that they are fine as they are, and that they have a greater self which remains intact, whatever happens, one with the divine. As in Indian Vedanta, well, I believe he means Eastern Indian, where they have a saying, Atman is Brahman, the self of man is one with the self of God, or in Buddhism, where everyone has innate Buddha nature. So there is nothing you need to do ultimately or can do. This ties in with what I have noticed, too, that modern people don't really believe in sin or the reality of hell, though they live on one. The dark side has duped us into a colossal complacency of ego at every level and co-opted even our loftiest teachings to prevent us doing the spirit barcode, for example. I simply can't get through to my spiritual friends. They are fine as they are, and I guess he feels that, you know, that's just a mind projection. It's not really actually true. Okay, so, okay, and then there's another part that says, I notice some healers that are New Age are talking about removing entities from people like Ron, and that they are talking about alien interference, but I doubt they are doing the same work. Can these healers really remove entities, etc.?
Well, they're using the light of the darkness to remove them. I guess I could say the difference would be if you have an entity attached to you and it's removed automatically, and it is a life form, okay? Automatically, that life form is given the chance to go into the light or to be terminated. There's only two options. So typically, I'd say most of those would probably just choose to be terminated, okay? Then they're gone. The other one, they would be going to the light, which would be in quarantine. And what happens with that, you know, I can't go into, but they're in quarantine and see what they want to do, put it that way. So they're like taken out of time. And if they have any light quotients, if they want to just have their body dematerialized, that could happen too. But I'm not going to go into those particular energies. This is two choices, okay? Now, a dark side healer, which is using the light of the darkness, could remove the entity, yes. Is the entity going to be destroyed? No, because it came from the light of the darkness. So remember, they will create one to give you. So more than likely, it could feel good for a while, but the entity is going to be around to haunt somebody else. As far as the same type of healing, no, it would be different, but it may look the same to you. So it is a whole different procedure when light gets involved with doing healing. And the light of the darkness naturally copycats what the light's doing. So everything that I am doing can be replicated by the darkness and copied, but it will never have spirit energy with it. But it may look the same to you. So that's the whole process. I could probably talk a little bit. You probably have seen or heard about a few years back, I don't know how far, I'll say 5 years, there were statues of Mother Mary in some church, and she was bleeding blood out of her eyes, crying, okay? So would the light do something like that? Of course not. You know, if the light would do anything, it would energize, which it won't do, but if it could, it, you know, I'm not using the right language. If the Mother Mary statue was from the light and it emitted light energy, it would not deal in duality of having tears, let's put it that way. And so then it would if it was energized with light, remember the light doesn't energize objects here or anything like that, where people could walk in front of something and get, you know, an energy boost or something in churches. It doesn't relate to that because the church itself is in duality. And it's also in the darkness, so why the light would never show up and be in that situation. But if it could and would, for some reason, then it would dissolve the church energy completely. Remember, when you walk into any organization, any building, you can always feel the vibration of the events that happened in the past. And sometimes you walk someplace and it just feels awful and you got to run out of there because you don't want to be contaminated. Or you just feel like sadness, or you feel the event that happened earlier. If it's a place that has a lot of mental energy, we'll say, maybe people doing a lot of thinking, you're going to feel that energy of thought in the building. It'll probably feel kind of intense. So if light was there, in any of these situations, you would not feel anything whatsoever, because it would be all neutrality. So hopefully that kind of helps you a little bit. So back to you.
Wow, yes. I recall being in a theater where they put on shows, and I didn't go back to the theater because I experienced heaviness for about 3 days, but I went home and did location clearings on all the places I had been and were residing at, and that made quite a difference. And then at some point, several months later, I did go back into the theater. It did feel much better, although it is still a heavy place full of emotions and mind energy, and I do not go back there anymore. So it's fascinating. Let's see here. Okay.
So what I could say also, just this is kind of obvious. The last theater I went to was in New York, and can't recall what I saw, but anyway, we saw a movie, actually a couple of them. But at the beginning of the movie, a lot of them have those, I don't know if it's Pepsi-Cola or Coca-Cola commercials and the popcorn and stuff. And so that energy that you're watching is also putting energy into you to go buy some popcorn. So it must be doing something that we know nothing about on a subliminal nature, excuse me, to get you to buy Coca-Cola and popcorn for watching the show. And that came up, I think, about 4 times before the show even started. So anyway, that's what they do. And just the energy itself of seeing it will somehow program you that, you know, to buy something. So back to you.
Yeah, I remember hearing about in grade school about how they did tests in the 50s on whether or not they could get people to buy more things at the concession stands. And, you know, I thought, wow, and what technology have they got now that we don't even know about? But if it works and it gets people to spend money, well, they're going to keep doing it. They're definitely not going to stop. And I had a conversation with a man once who said, I just went to Germany and they had some sort of machine where they could slow down the transmission coming through the television. And I said, oh, and what did it say? And he said, eat more food, buy more stuff. Eat more food, buy more stuff, over and over again. I was like, that's fascinating because that's what I feel like doing after watching TV. So I had to cut myself off. So, definitely. And it's just general.
Yeah, good. So. And you want to be careful when you watch stuff on the TV. Remember when The Matrix came out and you saw those the computer language?
Mm-hmm.
Which was basically on, off, which is the 1010 situation. One is on, zero is off. And you have that thing running, you know, maybe at the end of the, you know, the first Matrix running or at the beginning, I don't know. But it's in there, and it could run for 2-3 minutes, you know. And always be careful when you see some kind of weird patterns on your screen as you're bringing something forward when you first start to watch a show. Maybe different colors, things going from side to side or whatever. Just kind of close your eyes and, you know, wait till the show starts and open your eyes and watch the show because you don't know what they're doing to you at that point. And remember, let's just say that I'm saying this right now, and the person who is doing that, that's their job, you know, to put this thing on the first 2 minutes of the show. And they're making lots of money because they're high up on that and they have the status. And they go, well, I don't do anything like that. You know, you must be crazy. I'm just using artwork and, you know, Photoshop, et cetera, to make these beautiful things across the screen. Well, what happens is the aliens see that, and they have a way to interface their energy with that also. So that's like their carrier, and then they modulate it. So just know that, you know, that's the way they can get to you. You know, there's so many ways they can. We don't even know about, but that's one way that they can do that. And then they can block you with information of what you're choosing to do. And you've all probably had that going into a store, going there to buy something, and you get into the store and you forget about what you wanted to buy and you buy something else that you didn't want to buy because somehow maybe there's some music playing on, you know, and you got sidetracked and the music was telling you to buy, you know, so-and-so hot chocolate or something, you know? Where you go, man, I haven't had hot chocolate for a long time. I better get some, you know? I remember having it when I was a kid, you know? But you forgot what you wanted to really come there for because that was so strong on the alien imprinting of the robotic program that the program took a hold of you and you bought something that you thought would be neat and good, but you forgot what you went there for. Then you go home and you go, oh, I didn't buy that. Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. So that's what happens. So you want to keep your focus. And, you know, if you can do the mind of heart drop a lot and get a day planner or get a list in front of you of what you want to buy for groceries, then you have the list and you don't forget anything. So that's just the way they're working stuff. So back to you.
Goodness. Okay. Well, thank you for letting us know. It is interesting because, of course, you know, people have been at these companies and they would say, yeah, I'm not doing that. But, yeah, they're not necessarily the ones doing it. Okay. One of our listeners has mentioned that they are having a difficult time hearing the show. They would like to use their phone to call in. So I'm going to give the phone number again. We believe this is the current number, unless it, for some reason, changed just tonight. But I believe that this is the current number I'm going to give you. So the number is 712-775-4842. And then he says to press 1 for station 1, which would be Monday and Wednesday show, and then press 2 for station 2.
And that would be Friday and Saturday show. So it's just one number to call, the 712-775-482. And then you choose number one for Monday or Wednesday or number two for Friday and Saturday show. There is also a list on the front of the website. I believe it is listed under BBS Radio. If you click on that and then scroll down just a little bit. Okay, because we have added other shows, so there is now a Thursday show, so that's Station 2, and there is also a Sunday show, and that is Station 1. And the list tells you those times, but that phone number is the same for all of them. And if anything changes, we will let you know. So, listener, I hope you can get in and hear using that number. Okay.
So the number again is what? Did you say it slower?
Yes. Okay, so the number is area code 712-775-4842.
Perfect. And then you hit number one for Station 1 or one for Station 2.
Yep.
And today we're on number one.
Today we're on number one. It's Wednesday. Yep. Okay. Okay. And I know I just have that phone number programmed into my phone, and then I still have to press the one or two because I don't know how to program that. okay. Let's see. I did see another testimonial floating around in here. Let's just see. Okay. This is about Monday's call, Ron. It says, when old pains that were cleared by the Monday call came back on Tuesday, I could remember how relaxing it was and the mindset that they had on Monday. They said it works fantastic. It worked with digestive problems and hip pain, and then the pain all went away.
Very good.
Yeah.
Remember, when you have a clearing and you have a history of a situation going on, once you have the clearing and we'll say the pain leaves you, it doesn't matter how long you've had it, okay? But you still have your cellular memory saying, wait a minute, this can't be right. I've had this pain for 20 years and it's gone now. Wait a minute, that's not, you know, what's happening because I'm used to having that pain. And so the cellular memory clearing is what we have. It's a whole lifetime clearing to release that energy of, say, 20 years of your whole life of that situation from you. So if you can, if you can do that, it would probably help out your clearings. Some people just go into it and go, wow, I'm fixed. You know, goodbye, Charlie, pain, adios, and you're fine. And then other people need, like, a reprieve. They need to know, is this really work, you know? And then they start questioning if it did work, and that's the first problem. So when you question, you have doubt. And the doubt is basically your faith quotient, using that term, or maybe your hope quotient that it may happen and you might be fixed, but you're still hoping. And so when you get into those energies, you're not declaring that it's gone. You're still kind of fishing around for it to see if, there's any sharks in the water when they're all taken away. And then your mind's going to bring you into that shark-infested water again because you don't believe that you're healed. But the body does sometimes need to have a reprieve. So, you know, that's why you want to do those clearings to hold the space for it. If you could somehow, you know, automatically hold the pattern of maybe the pain being released, I would say probably, a week, 10 days, something like that. If you could do that and know that you're pain-free, it will not come back on you again. Because your body has to go, wait a minute, what's happening here? You know, I used to have a limp in my walk, and now I'm walking fine, and how can that be? Because your body doesn't necessarily understand. And then if you start questioning it, then the mind comes in and goes, oh, no, you know, it just sticks for 2 hours here. It'll come back, guaranteed. And then you believe that, and sure enough, it brought all those programs back to you. And now you have the backpack on that you got rid of, maybe because you went fishing, you know. So if you have a clearing and you feel good, know that it's gone. So if not, you know, you may want to do that cellular mental clearing, which will clear out that information of your body trying to hold on to past energies. So back to you.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Good explanation, Ron. It's almost as if your body had a habit, and you need a couple days to break that habit. Okay, so the next one is another body organ restoration testimonial, and it says, I experienced my first body organ restoration call on Monday. I noticed for around 24 hours after the call, I felt like things were being stretched and pulled in my chest area and inside my rib cage and around my upper left shoulder area. I assume this is a normal experience. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, when the call's in, you know, if you're on a three-hour call, for instance, you know, and it starts at a given time and ends at a given time, you're still being worked with. How long, it's hard to say. On the call that we had Monday, I know I started working with people about 45 minutes prior the call even started. And from there, yeah, definitely it could last, you know, longer, depending on your special needs and what's going on with you. Another way of stating that, the light beings are out of time. And so they're just working with you in their out-of-time situations, but down here, the clock is still running. And so they'll work on you to eliminate the problem, in a sense. And maybe it might take an extra day of our time, but to them, they're out of time, and they're just still working on it. So that's kind of one way to look at it. So, and just showing up is all that's needed, and then you do your request, or I request something for you. So back to you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know I was having continual work being done. So mine was different, obviously. But yes, there was definitely something still happening. So everybody probably has their own experience, and it's whatever you need. So that's great. Congratulations, caller. Okay, so another one says, I put up my 2018 calendars and feel that I am already in 2018. Is that okay?
Well, that's not okay now, because you ran ahead into the future. And if you feel like you're in 2018, remember, the question has the answer in it. So you are in 2018. That means that you're hooked up to the aliens before they started doing stuff to you. So I would take the calendar down. In fact, I would burn the calendar to get the energy off of it. Doesn't matter what you paid for it, you know. Burn the calendar and maybe buy another one in a couple of weeks. And get rid of that calendar, because the energy on it has you plastered to each day. Remember, what does a calendar show you? It's typically, you know, all the days of the month, I'm assuming that, you know. And so you're now attached to every day in January for 2018. So I would take the calendar and burn it. Get yourself off of that and then start over again. Stay on the last day of this month, the 31st. So back to you. And don't hide it. Don't say, I'll just cover it up and not use it. No. It's already, you know, connected to you. The darkness already has you. So now it's your choice to get out of the darkness, because those timelines have not started yet. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right. So, let's see here. Very interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So much stuff with timelines. And Ron, for our new listeners, could you give an explanation really quick of what dreams are? How those are our parallel timelines?
Yeah, those are your parallel life, parallel timelines. And you're having a preview of what you're living, physically living on a timeline somewhere else, and it's a bleed through, probably by accident, of what you're experiencing there. So you're seeing a different movie set where you're living, and you want to get rid of that through timeline crashing. So back to you.
Okay, great. We have another testimonial. It says, I was on the organ rejuvenation, and it felt like a car tune-up, like a car runs better when it's tuned up. I am fairly new to the clearings and recently did the emotional, mental, death barcode, and cellular mental. Afterwards, my body needed to sleep. I woke and took a shower, but then went back to bed almost the entire day. I later did spirit integration for 1,200 minutes or 20 hours. After all these clearings and transfers to the new earth, my body seems better able to work on the things that would not budge, including improving vision and mental clarity. As I transfer each clearing, I can feel those parts anchored and strengthening the perfection of my being. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, thank you for the last part of that. Yeah, because when you anchor it and put it onto the new earth, that energy is source energy. So now you're living there. And another way to state it, you're now in peace. And so what heals you is the peace energy. So the peace energy now is connected to you energetically. You could say you're corded to the peace energy. That would be a correct statement. Normally we talk about energetic cordings as being negative, but you are connecting because you put part of yourself into source energy of peace, and you're connected there. So you're going to feel that change of energy in your body because now that energy is being transferred to you. So very, very good. Thank you for bringing that up. I don't normally talk about that, but it was very nice for you to state that in the testimonial. So thank you.
Yeah, good. And congratulations, listener. Those are really good clearings to do, and I'm glad you're having a very successful experience with that. Okay, so we just have a few more minutes, Ron, but somebody says thank you for the explanation on how to stay on the previous day's date. That was extremely helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So thank you, people, for writing in. Looks like we'll have a few things left over for Friday's show. Somebody else wrote in, do the alien remote viewing free clearing. They say on 12/31, so it's going to be coming up, the change of the new year should work from the alien, from locating us in addition, of course, with the mental mind barcode removal. So I believe they're saying that their plan of action is going to be doing the mental mind barcode removal and then also doing the alien remote viewing free clearing. So that's listed in the free clearings on the left-hand side. And that sounds like a good plan. What do you think of that, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds good because they probably would. If you're, we'll say that you're on the fence, you know, of having a barcode or not, you know, that they still see you following their codings on you. You know, you're following the sheep along and you're doing okay. Well, if you're kind of our renegade going off to the left or right and wanting to, you know, not be with the other sheep, we'll say, then they will probably put a barcode on you the first part of the year. So the barcode clearing, that could be helpful. I would personally just stay on, you know, the day for a week, if you can do that. When you see, you know, at work or something, as the days move forward, just know that that's in the future when you see that, because you're going to be there anyway, you know, working your job, we'll say, if you go to work, you know, your, you know, what is it, 9-to-5 job, we'll say. And so just know that you're working your 9-to-5 job on on the date that you're on. If you got to do any paperwork and put the date on it, then just know that date does not pertain to you. It's just strictly a date. So you're not connected to it. And you will find a really big change in your energy after a week. Week to 10 days. So you could probably include a weekend, you know. So just do that. And you're going to notice that you're going to be more separated from people, you know, on those timelines. So I know that there were some movies out there. I think one was that Soylent Green movie a long time ago. But there's other movies where you can watch and the people are mind controlled by something and they kind of all, you know, walk in single file, go into a certain destination point. And, you know, somebody's viewing them doing this and wondering, boy, they're really mind controlled or something, you know. And just know that that's, you know, you're going to be looking at those people like that, okay, as, wow, they're a little different. And you're not going to feel their energy and they cannot cord you because you're not in their system of the energy of that day. So I guess it's time to end this BBS show. So thank you, Michelle, and we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop here. So here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit. And it's very simple. You're saying I, which is you, and you're doing a command. And who is it to? Your spirit. So you have three active words there that mean a lot, okay? And then the next part is to drop the thoughts in my head. That's the mind chatter, the monkey mind, the alien programs that are running that you know nothing about. And you drop those into your heart, and that's where your spirit resides, and it puts it into neutrality. So here we go. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Good night. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, everybody behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.